I don't know.
All right, just go ahead.
Okay, so here we go.
Fire it up.
Let's see. Shit.
Ricky's a master of preparation.
Right.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And thank you for downloading. This will be episode 255.
I don't know.
Let's just look that up real quick.
Like I said,
254 and 255.
Master of preparation.
Yeah. Well, we were on a tight schedule today, you people. You people.
Yeah. The only thing tight in this house is me.
Right. We actually got the new mixer hooked up, and it's like mounted on the wall, and it looks totally awesome.
We look very professional,
even
now,
though it has all kinds of fucking wires coming from it.
Yeah. It looks like the Univac One, the first computer that was like the size of a fucking house.
It's kind of scary, but and the light is really bright. We might have to put a piece of tape on top of that because that kind of blinds me right there.
Do you think that's a good idea to put tape on something that's hot and electrical?
No.
Okay. Just asking.
So yes, thank you for downloading. This will be episode 254 and 255. We appreciate it. Today is January 10th, 2010.
You almost said 2010, didn't you?
I did, but I'm refusing. I'm not saying 2010. It's 2010.
Until you do.
Until I do.
Yeah.
So let's just go right into the fucking weather because it is goddamn cold.
It is goddamn cold.
For Floridians, it's like pure hell for us.
Yeah, we're going to explain something to all our non-Florida listeners.
Exactly. Here we go.
Your houses and heat systems are built to put up with a long, cold winter. Houses in Florida are not built with cold in mind. They're built with hot in mind. They're right. Built to be air-conditioned, not heated.
This is correct.
Therefore, the heat systems and the houses are not built to, you know, put up with 3 weeks of fucking freezing temperatures.
Right, and We're not used to this cold weather staying this long. We're used to maybe 2 or 3 days, maybe in the mid-30s. But, you know, when it comes to actually with 2 weeks straight of this kind of weather, our dogs are freezing to death. I couldn't get Finbar shaved, first of all, because it was so goddamn cold outside. I didn't want to go. And then if I did get him shaved, he would have no fur on him to protect him. And he's used to being warm. And Aniko, we have a t-shirt on him because he has no fat in his body. So, I mean, it's just, like, ridiculous. So, a lot of people are going, oh, my God, try 2 degrees. And blah, blah. What's wrong?
Your computer's being a pain in my ass.
What's it doing?
I can't. What I type won't enter into the chat room. What's it doing? Yeah, there are people listening to us right now, you know. I can pretty much figure that out while you're talking.
Okay.
Or I can just talk while you're dilly-dallying with that.
You can finish talking about the cold.
Well, I was pretty much finished with it anyway. But, you know.
It's typing in there. You just can't hit enter?
Yeah. It typed into the box, and then I hit enter, and it didn't go anywhere.
Okay, well, let's try.
Oh, by the way, since we're on Pride 48 and using their lovely chat facilities, we might as well go ahead and say, you know, we had planned, well, there had been planned another Pride 48 event next weekend. Apparently, due to piss poor planning and lack of preparation by people other than me and Ricky, it's not going to happen.
Right. So.
There will be no Pride 48 next weekend.
We're going to have one in June, just like we did last year.
And once again, I wouldn't hold my breath. So I'll believe it when I see it, and I'll believe it when it happens.
Can you hear that?
The wind? I sure can.
Jiggle the mic.
I don't know.
I wonder what that comes from.
Yeah, well, even with a new mixer, apparently we start out every show with fucking technical difficulties.
Okay.
Which, you know how many listeners we lose by doing this at the first 5 minutes of every show.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because but people totally tune out after trying to listen to us for...
It wouldn't let me do Julian FM again because you're stuck in there. So.
Oh, I didn't want to...
I know, but when I logged out and tried to log back in, it wouldn't work.
Oh, well, did it... whatever.
So now you're just Julian.
Okay.
So, yeah, the Pride 48 event didn't get off like it should have, and that's fine. We'll have one in June, and hopefully it'll be planned better. But until then, we still have the live shows here, so we can always do live.
Yeah. Well,
regardless of what's going on.
I apologize to whoever asked me how to change your name in the chat room, because I tried to type it in, and it wouldn't let me. So.
It should now.
Well, they already changed it now.
Oh, okay. So let's see who we got in the room here.
25 minutes after the fact.
We have Seder69, Franco, Glenn. Hi, Glenn. I know, well, we were actually talking, you know, about the cold, and we were referring to your post to your friend in Aspen or wherever they live.
Mm-hmm.
Who? B.R.? I don't know who that is. Mark Skid, are you new? We've never seen him in here. Veritable Virgo, hey, Veritable Virgo. And then we have Guru Nudie, and then we have a couple guests in here, which I guess they don't know how to change their names, so...
Yeah.
If you want to change your name, you type in the word Nick.
No, slash.
Oh, slash Nick. Or forward slash Nick space and then the name you want to be.
Correct.
So anyway, what's Andrew?
What's our
is this Andrew from work? My old or Andrew? Oh,
oh
no, that's not.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
okay.
you. I guess that answers our question. We've replaced what? Every fucking thing.
That we could,
except for the actual mic itself, and apparently I'm still going to cut out.
But mine went out, too.
Did it?
Yeah. When I was talking, it went out.
I did not notice that.
That's really weird.
Okay.
All right, so what do we got to talk about? The cold? Yeah,
I actually have interesting things to talk about.
Okay, well, I was just going to say, if you don't have oranges or strawberries this year, you can thank, you know, Jesus for ruining it for you.
Yeah. That fucking wind noise has got to go.
I don't know where that's from.
That's driving me nuts.
I don't know what it's from.
Yeah.
But it's really bad now.
Yeah. It's horrible. Horrible bad.
Can you guys hear that noise? Like it sounds like static, like kind of like wind blowing?
Maybe we should just make the second half of the show the next episode. Totally piss away the
right.
This first part.
We can cut it all out.
Because it's a total loss.
This
is a total loss so far.
No, it's still there.
They can still hear
they
it.
They can't hear it.
They can't hear
oh.
it. Oh. Oh, something.
No, Andrew was saying, that's the Andrew from my work.
Oh.
He was answering a question.
Oh.
I can hear it, but it's very low.
I can hear it, and it's very loud, and it's driving me nuts.
Oh, okay. So, I guess we need a cord?
That's the cord that you've been using.
Yeah.
Turn this other mic on. Turn this one off.
Oh, it is that one. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're switching mics here. Sorry about this.
You need to turn the volume up on all the gain. Turn the gain up.
Oh.
There we go.
No. That's weird. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, people.
Yeah.
We thought... Oh, there it goes.
I guess it takes a few minutes.
Nope. It got back out. I guess turn back on. We'll do the best we can with it.
That's so weird. All right. We're going to need microphones, people.
Yeah. No. Ricky is the engineer of the show. Glenn... If the fucking mic worked, I would sing, except you couldn't hear me.
Right. But we're sorry, but we're going to have to deal with the noise right now, and then we're going to have to beg you people for some microphones or
Franco?
Something.
Fuck you.
Franco, I will knock you out of this damn
nobody
room so
put
fast.
Nobody put a gun to your head and made you listen.
Oh, hey, Andrew, Drew Ray G. Sorry, we're not used to that, seeing that name.
Anyway.
So, yeah, if we don't, like, off ourselves with this noise that we're hearing, or I don't know what's going to happen.
If the mic doesn't fucking go out and it's just Ricky talking for an hour, which will make you off yourself. Anyway,
so what else we got to talk about?
I want to bring up a subject that happened the other day.
Okay.
Ricky went out to Walmart with his friend Wagner, and I guess to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they got back, and I go out to take the dogs out. Well, there is a big pile of fucking puke in the middle of the road in front of the house. Apparently, Ricky's friend Wagner had just tossed her cookies right in the road.
Right.
I mean, a huge fucking pile, like 3 foot diameter pile of puke. So, of course, me being a little cray cray right now, I made Ricky go out and hose it off.
Yeah, and well, before I even did that, I went to go take Finbar out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I just barely got past it, and I started gagging my ass off.
He was going,
I came really close to puking. I was like, oh my God. No, we don't live in a college town. She's been sick the past couple days, or actually about past week.
Yeah, this was
but
like...
she got dizzy.
This was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, she wasn't drunk or anything. So,
yeah, I don't know what she ate, but it was real
Subway.
Chunky and nasty.
Subway. Fucking nasty. And why did it kind of still smell like Subway when it was like out of her body?
You know what? I did not get close enough to smell it.
I couldn't help it. I had to spray that shit down. I had to. And what was making me really fucking sick is cars was driving through it as I was trying to clean
it
through.
You know what? Even after you hosing and it raining for 2 days, you can still see chunks on the road.
And I'm not getting anywhere close to it. I thought maybe some strain, like some dog from like the city or something would eat it up.
Oh. Yeah, Glenn's right. We do live.
Yeah, but they're Christians.
They're not
they
Christians.
They don't do that shit.
You know how many... Never mind.
No, tell us how many guys from Florida Southern you fucked.
That's not what I was going to say.
What were you going to say then, Joan?
Nothing.
You changed your mind.
I have no comment.
That's funny.
Well.
Yeah, we live in spitting distance from Florida Southern, and apparently Julian's done a lot of spitting. So.
Well, like I was going to say, it might be spitting distance, but Ricky swallows.
Only for special people that I know.
Apparently everybody's special.
How dare you? Were there peas and carrots in the puke? No, there was a lot of bread and ham because that's what she had.
It's
with jalapenos in it. Ooh, God damn it, that's gross. The students are all drunken sluts right up Ricky's alley. I don't like drunk people. I don't like messing around with drunk people.
He likes the straight ones, or the ones that think they're straight.
Yeah, which aren't.
Or married, or have girlfriends, or... just they're not gay, but they like to get sucked off by a guy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Rockridge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. Do we have anybody new up in the room? Guest 3787. What's your name?
We need to know.
What else we got to talk about?
I have three things on my list here. Let's see what else I got. Oh. Well, we have a... had a kind of review on our show on a blog here this past weekend.
Oh, I want to say Kim Beaver.
Yes.
I love her to death.
Right.
She is the Paris Hilton. She is the Perez Hilton of podcasterland. And you all should go over to her blog. Kim Beaver at blogspot.com.
I don't, it's Kim, but if you Google Kim Beaver's Lodge,
yeah, you'll find it. It's called the Kim Beaver's Lodge, and she talks about she makes funny posts about different kinds of podcasters, and there was a hilarious one for Julian. It was awesome.
Yeah, let's just say she used my image in a hilarious way.
Right.
And called me hot several times.
Right.
So it's worth a look.
Can you believe that Julian actually did an anti-racism commercial on a poster? You should go check it out at her website. Just go into Google and type in Kim Beaver's Lodge, and I think it's the first one that shows up. She's from the Faroe Islands.
The what?
The Faroe Islands.
I don't know where that's at.
I don't either. I think it's over there near Asia or something.
Does that make her a Gaysian?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
So Veritable Virgo said he saw it and he loved it. Oh, there's a newer one, they're saying.
Oh.
Well, we'll have to go check that out now.
Yes, we will. yeah, I forwarded it. I actually posted it on Facebook and got very little feedback. I was very disappointed.
People don't know good humor.
Well, I think they actually had to click the link, and people are too fucking lazy to actually click the link and see what it is. What?
She has a copy of our website here, Why People Think They're Lacist, and she magnifies this, and it says, you are black, female, and then male, I think it says. It must be one of the ads for Google that shows up on our webpage. Older Gussie, male. I did not know that you have to log in to listen to Foul Monkeys. I gather that Julian's responsible for this
male,
website.
Female or black. Well, I guess it's
hell.
Me that's responsible, because if it were Ricky, it'd be male, female, or Asian.
How dare you?
Because he doesn't.
I like Asian people. I just don't have sex with
he
them.
He don't do the Asians, as he has said.
Except for Peter.
Many,
hey, Peter.
Many, many times.
Hey, Peter from Facebook and LiveJournal. You know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Peter's cute. He's a cute Asian.
I thought you don't do the Asians.
I didn't say I don't do all Asians.
No, you said you don't do the Asians. Direct quote.
I will do some Asians. I'm picky, okay?
Well,
it's like I might not like
I'm picky
I might
too.
Not like the sweet and sour pork, but I might like the sweet and sour chicken.
Ugh.
Or I might like the you pork just, fried rice, but just, not plain white rice.
You just want his mugu gai pan and your
cream of some young guy.
Yes.
I'm not hating on Asians. I love Asian people. I
he
just
is
don't
hating
have sex
on
with them.
No, see, he don't have sex with them.
There is nothing wrong with that.
He hates Asians.
Oh, please. Whatever.
See,
you're an Asian chicken. Oh,
now, I have had sex with Asians.
Yeah, and?
Many, and enjoyed it.
Many occasions, really.
Yeah.
Can we count it on two hands?
No.
Ugh, the sound is getting on my nerves.
Yeah, that's normally, come one, come all is normally Ricky's motto, too.
Jealous.
No.
Yeah.
No.
How long have we been running on this? We got a couple phone calls.
On what?
How long have we been recording?
Well, I don't know. Don't tell me on the screen.
Minimize that.
Well, give me uno momento.
Or just click on Nicecast down here somewhere.
Yeah.
And it'll take it to the top. Mm-hmm. And it'll tell you how long we've been recording.
Mm-hmm. I don't see any. There it is. Okay. And I don't see where it says how long we've been Fuck.
What?
You know.
Did you close it out?
No, I didn't close it out. I just.
Just click on it.
Okay. 19 minutes.
Okay, good. Alrighty. So, an update to the website. Ding, 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 ding. Mm. Update to the website. We now have. What?
Yeah, Veritable Worker's got a point.
What?
After we cut out all the crap, it will be 4 minutes. We've talked.
It'll be okay. People still listen. Mm. Glenn says Ricky hates everyone. No wonder he's single.
Oh.
I don't hate everyone. Julian hates everyone.
And I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, who hates everyone. So they get along really good.
That's true.
As to the website, I want to thank Steve again. Steve in the UK, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's like fucking awesome. Now we have threaded comments on our website. So when someone leaves a message, then... fuck you, JT. You know what? Fuck you. At least we still podcast, you fucker.
Yeah.
He pod-faded. Oh. He doesn't have one anymore.
Well, you know what? talent perseveres, whereas not talent fades.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we have threaded comments. So when someone leaves a message or a comment on our website and you want to reply to them specifically,
mm-hmm.
you just hit reply, put in your information. You don't have to log in. It'll say log as guest, and they'll get your response, and they can respond back to you.
Oh, excellent.
So now, and we'll get to see all the comments, because sometimes the comments don't get emailed to us. They go to the spam filter instead.
Right.
So we don't get to see them, or we forget to check. So
well, none of them get emailed to me anyway.
Well, to the Foul Monkeys thing. I guess I should just give you the login for that. Because we can put it on your phone, and anytime we get an email in Foul Monkeys, it'll come to you too.
Right.
We'll set
right.
it up on your phone.
Because Ricky only forwards to me what he thinks I should see.
Right. So, all right. Let's see. We have a couple of voicemails here.
Let's go for it.
Let's play the song.
You know, you can turn that down. There you go.
We and our little fancy slider things on our mixer.
On the mixer. So
who we want
to doesn't
thank.
He doesn't have to turn the volume down on the computer on the anymore. Computer. So you don't have to go tick 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 when he turns it down.
Which we want to thank again our lovely Australian listener for our mixer.
Yes.
You are awesome. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have awesomeness like this. We just need more awesomeness. We need microphones. So we would greatly appreciate it if
ones that plug into what kind of cords are these?
This, I think, is XLR. Okay. But even if they're not, if they're these kind.
Well, they don't have to buy the cords. We have the cords. We just need the mics.
Right. Which we have the ones we would prefer on the Amazon wish list on mine. But if you don't want to spend that much whatever.
I better actually go and look and see if that's the right thing.
They are, because I checked them. Okay. And then if it's something that maybe you can't afford or whatever, then we'll take whatever you can give us. We don't care.
Which again is one of Ricky's Saturday night pickup lines.
Whatever.
I'll take whatever you can give me.
Oh, Venerable Virgo says send him the mic info. I'll consider it.
Oh,
we love you.
We do.
He pays for everything. He's like our podcast daddy.
I know.
He pays for our post office box, which I need to go check. We still might have Christmas cards in there.
I need chapstick so bad. My lips are so chapped from the fucking cold.
And what I ask you in the car? Upstairs or downstairs?
Oh, I'm like, yeah, upstairs.
I know, JT. I was just joking with you.
I wasn't. I'm that mean.
Yeah, he's that fucking mean. All right, so here we go. First phone call.
That's why Daniel Brewer hates me.
All right, first phone call. Here we go.
G'day, Ricky. I just received your Christmas card in the mail today, autographed on the back by you and Julian. Thank you very much for the Christmas card. Oh, this is Scotty, your little Aussie battler, calling from way, way down under. But the mailman has finally come. Thanks. Have a happy new year. Bye.
I love Scotty. He's never called into the show before because he's always listening to Big Fatty. He always calls into him. And I was like, I wish Scotty would call our show.
Well, I love his voice. And I can't talk today. Oh, my God. So I don't insult all our Australian listeners, I won't attempt to do my Australian accent again.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I want to say hey to German Bear. He's a new listener to our show. He actually started listening to a different show, and then he heard about us, and he's fucking sexy.
Well,
he's in Germany.
Welcome to our show. Glad to have you as a listener.
Yes, we love you. And you should call our hotline and leave us a message in German, or just leave a message in English with your German accent so that we can play it over and over again.
I do a decent German accent.
Let's hear you. Say something.
Because I used to, me and Glenn both used to work for a German guy who owned the bar.
The young guy, what was his name again?
Roland. And he would bitch me out. He says, oh, so much bass. You are going to blow the speakers. You have to turn the bass down. Oh, you do not need to be out talking to the crowd. You are, you need to be back in the DJ booth doing blah, 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 blah. And then there was the other one who spoke almost. There it goes. Who spoke almost no English. So I had to learn to say, nine, Reiner, nine. I not go to Kissimmee with you.
Nine.
No, the only English he could say was, you come Kissimmee, me teach you many things.
Because
that was an ugly motherfucker.
Oh. Veritable Virgo, let's see. Yes, if it's the one on the website or on the wish list, yes, that's it. Franco, Jonah's having a Ricky moment.
Oh, my God. Roland didn't sound like that.
German Bear says he doesn't sound like that. Oh, really? Then how about you give us a call at 206-984-3685, and we'll call your message within the hour, or we'll play your message within the hour. And if you can't call that, then you can always record something and send it to us in email.
Well, Glenn, I'd be happy for you to call in and do your Roland impression.
Yes, do that. Glenn, do that, please.
If you'd like to call in, I'd love to hear you do Roland.
Yes, Veritable Virgo. That's the ones on my wish list is the ones that we prefer. But if that's not possible, then we'll take whatever you can get us. Let's see here. Oh, phone calls, right?
Yeah, we're doing phone calls.
Scotty, I'm going to save that one for the future because I just like how he sounds.
Okay.
All right, we have a new listener. Let's see. His name is Chuck. He emailed us. Do you want to read this? Do you have it on your phone?
Huh? What, huh?
Do you have Chuck's email on your phone?
I can look right quick.
Let me forward it to you. I'll let Julian read it because I'm tired of reading the emails all the time.
Because he's lazy.
I'm lazy.
I don't want to have to read.
Let's see what everybody's saying in the chat room.
I deleted it.
So. Okay, I just forwarded it to you.
Okay.
I would love to hear German Bear's voice, too. Are you crazy? He says, are you crazy? Do you know how much a phone call from Germany to the U.S. does cost? Well, that's why we're saying you should record it on an MP3 and then send it to us in the email, and then we can play it. Hey, Kim. Is that Kim Beaver?
Okay. Here's the email.
Okay. This is from Chuck.
And I hope I'm starting at the beginning here. Says, thanks for all the wonderful shows. I love you guys and listen to every episode at work, which makes for some trouble as I can't keep from laughing, but I hate my job, so screw it. First, let me say Julian cannot retire. Cannot. Nicole was a cragged out bitch, and Julian is a huge improvement. Okay, I like Nicole too. She's not a cragged out bitch, but I love Julian, so you can't go anywhere. Now for a question. Let me first explain some oddities about me. I know nothing about computers. The only reason I listen to podcasts is all because I can do it from work. I don't even have a computer at home, although I do own an iPhone because I can't stand the idea of sitting in front of or on one. After leaving my cubicle hell 9 hours a day of sitting in front of one of these things is enough for me. Thank you. That being said, I want to start listening to the live shows, but like I said, I'm computer stupid. I'm pretty sure I can listen from my iPhone, but how the hell do I do that? Any help would be greatly appreciated. Keep talking because I'll keep listening. Thanks.
I did answer Chuck back, and hopefully he's listening. He may not be in the chat room because he's on his iPhone.
Right.
But if anyone has an iPhone, and I think it works on BlackBerry and maybe the Android.
Right.
I don't know. But if you just go to pride48.com and hit listen here, it'll start the feed and you'll be able to listen.
Well, I replied to him as well.
Oh, okay.
To say that, you know, unless people keep saying how much they miss Nicole, that I wasn't going anywhere. But alas, he did not respond back to me.
Oh. He might respond back. I don't know. Maybe he's busy. Hey, Tara in Michigan. Hey, Kim Beaver. We love you.
Hello, everyone.
Let's see what else we got here. Have you all seen her awesome new picture?
Was that the only phone call we...
No, we have another one, but...
Are you saving it?
We have two of them.
Are you saving them
for marriage? Yeah, I'm kind of saving them for marriage, which, you know.
Oh, my God. My lips are so chapped. Okay, Glenn, I am hot. Thank you.
What do you say? Hot sidekick Julian, what are you thinking? Maybe someone's a little jellies.
I think he is.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like the fact that there's no noise coming out of the microphones.
I do.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe Jesus took our will and is just sailing us right through the podcasting world.
See, we should have the Bible out right now. And next time the fucking wind noise starts, I'm going to throw it at the soundboard.
Hey, Piglet, how are you?
Anyway.
Let's see. We'll do one more phone call. And then we'll end this, and then we'll start the second half.
Okay.
How many minutes are we at?
Oh, hell if I know. That's all hard and junk.
We heard Keisha's song today. Remember in the radio, I was just laughing. And you're like, what? And I was like, no, this song.
We're at 30 and a half minutes.
Okay, so let's play this. No, we're going to end that, and we'll play the rest of it.
Okay.
Later. All right, thank you for listening. You have downloaded episode 254.
Remember, everybody in the room, we are not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere, people. We're still here for another 30 minutes or however long it takes us.
So don't leave. We'll be here. We're just signing off for the recorded version.
Right. If you'd like, give us a call at 206-984-3685.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also send us stuff to our post office box, thank you to Variable Virgo, at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. What else we got?
You can follow the Foul Monkeys group on Facebook.
Yes, please do
become
that.
Become a fan.
Now, I have a question. When we post on there, if everyone's on there, do they get that message?
Yes.
Because I left a discussion group about something about Christmas. No one ever fucking responded.
That's because they don't care.
Oh, okay.
They all saw it. They just don't care. Yeah.
I get that. Okay. Well, you know, I guess we're getting kind of used to that. But that's part of our thing. We're supposed to try to double our listeners from hundreds and thousands to hundreds of millions.
Yeah. Because I'm crazy right now, I think I'm going to take the Toby Keith method. I'll put a boot in their ass.
Let's see what else we got. You can follow me on Twitter, either through Ricky Burton or Foul Monkeys. Ricky Burton's more of a personal thing, and I don't use it a lot, but if I do, that means, you know, something's up. But usually it's Foul Monkeys.
And you can follow me on both Twitter and Facebook at JC Marple.
Guru Nudie laughed. What the hell?
And I don't have 10 minutes of explanation.
Oh, he has to go shave his back.
Went right over his head.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Sorry, I was reading. All right, people. This is Ricky.
This is Julian.
And we're out of here. Have a great week. Bye.